We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Coming to your calls, Vice President Mike Pence has an interesting editorial up today. I think part of it goes a little bit too far. It's a reaction. It's at foxnews.com to those on the left who are trying to shame people who are standing up for the right to worship and other constitutional rights by saying you then are essentially spitting on Memorial Day. You are diminishing the sacrifice of veterans because you will not sacrifice. So Mike Pence says, he talks about how the American people have sacrificed. Now, I feel I get it to a certain point, but doing it around Memorial Day on either side, let me be clear. You may not like it, but let me be clear. There's no sacrifice like the sacrifice of people wearing the uniform, putting it online, even if they never saw combat. For example, I have it on my checklist. I say this every Memorial Day. And I've seen this. It's not just the Travis Mannions of the world who we honor in the great work, Ryan Mannion and others going forward. It's those, for example, that die in training accidents, okay? They have given the ultimate sacrifice, even though it's not in combat. And the point I'm making here with Mike Pence, I'm very reluctant to talk about the sacrifices we've made. He goes through, you know, graduations, weddings canceled. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pump the brakes a bit. The American people have sacrificed during this, particularly people on the front lines. And too often we don't mention police officers with that. Okay? That's true. But let's not make the same mistake those on the left trying to glom on to Memorial Day to say that we are diminishing if we're pushing back and saying this has gone too far. I wouldn't do this on Memorial Day. I wouldn't infer, and he does go through a lot of things. Some closed down a business that took a lifetime to build. Even that, and that is a tremendous sacrifice. That's whom I've been zoning in on here. The media doesn't give enough to the small business people who are being ravaged by this overkill by Wolfman Hack and Wrong Way Murphy and these others. But I am never going to get into the game on a Memorial Day of comparing this sacrifice to the sacrifice of being sent off to a godforsaken place to defend our way of life, our Constitution, our freedoms. And for those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, there is nothing like that. You got to give it up. You got to not be talking about that on Memorial Day. That's the way that I see it. I wonder if you agree. On the other hand, it's even worse on the other side to try to use those sacrifices to shame us and say, if you're, say, the gym in Belmar, you're diminishing the sacrifice of the military. It has nothing to do with that. Now, on a policy basis or on a, what, safety basis, we can have that policy debate. Is that gym safe? Should it be open? Is it a choice? Is it inflicting on someone else? You can have all those, but you can't use the military in that situation. That's why I wouldn't be talking as Pence is here. He says this Memorial Day, the American people have just come through a lot. I'm not saying that on Memorial Day. I'm critical of that. I got to tell you, we cannot, whatever the sacrifice is here, You cannot compare that to someone when, particularly given a voluntary military, puts themselves in harm's way. And I'm adamant on this, and I wonder if you agree this Memorial Day. I would not do that. I would not get into that game. Now, what Pence is saying is somewhat true, sacrifice and all, I agree. But we got to keep things proportional. And there's a line to be crossed here when you start talking about that versus the military. That is on another plane. It's out there. You don't go near that. It's not the same thing. You just can't. More, though, those on the left, if there is any shame, should know you can't use that to attack. And here's the thing that's being diminished during this. And I'm going to get into it tomorrow. I'm filling in for Rich. I got a great column from the weekend here, one of the diminishers. Diminishing the idea of the importance of keeping constitutional rights intact during even this pandemic. In other words, okay, reasonable people get early on, we want an executive to have emergency power. Think the dam's breaking. We've seen that in Michigan, right? There can be things that you can do in a brief period of time, given extraordinary circumstances, that you can't do in ordinary times. Those have to be very, very carefully vetted. And the person that does it has to have a sensibility that gets that. People like Murphy and Wolf do not. They're drunk on this. They think this gives them a get out of jail free card to just scream emergency and it goes on forever. The legislature should immediately, even during this, be debating, drafting bills. How many days do you get to define an emergency before you have to bring the legislature into this to do something that continues those powers? It's being done. A guy has a bill in Jersey. They won't vote for it. They like this type of thing, apparently. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. Give me your response to what I said about the editorial by Vice President Pence. It is, I get it. I get what he's trying to go. I wouldn't do this around Memorial Day. I just think you cannot. It's a false analogy. It comes too close to that. On the left, they're doing this every day of the week, trying to glom on to the military sacrifice and saying these people died in vain. This is what Ridge said, Governor Ridge. John McCain and others are dying in vain because you will not sacrifice. Stop it already.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.